Okay. So, I want to join the many messages of gratitude and thanks for a successful 30th anniversary season and concert. There are so many who dedicated numerous hours of time and energy over the last 10 months, and I'm grateful for your contributions. So just give me a moment to give my thanks, please. I want to thank the Community Building Committee for feeding our bodies and souls and keeping us connected. I want to thank the band for not only their amazing musical talent, but also for their kindness and their grace. I thank Jim and Lauren for opening their home each year for our other big fundraiser of the year. And in case you haven't heard, Do Tell Mama, the Do Tell Mama event has been moved to an afternoon in November.
Yes.
Instead of January. I want to thank David, Laura Weiss, and Sabine for their breakfast meetings and commitment to planning and organizing through collaboration. I thank the section leaders for reaching out and keeping us informed. I thank the tech crew and webmasters for the Zoom links and the Learn the Songs button. I thank the strategic advisory group, SAG, for helping us stay connected with our community partners and also taking on special projects. I thank all the singing members for your commitment to practicing the songs and showing up for rehearsals and concerts. I thank the new and returning members for bringing your excitement to this season. It does rub off, so thank you. I thank all the supporting members who are not always in the room with us, but we know that they have our backs. I thank my M&Ms, my Moha mentors, Laura Romstead and Sue Price, who were there to guide me through my so many questions throughout this season. I thank my fellow board members who were so gracious with their time this season and just the kindest group of people to serve with. Lastly, I want to thank the concert committee for working through all of their challenges and frustrations to deliver an awesome anniversary weekend. So thank you. Hopefully you are hearing a pattern. Mosaic Harmony meets its goals through the hands of many, many people. We have a board and committees. We have staff and musicians. We have SAG. We have singing members, section leaders, supporting members, tech and webmasters. We have volunteers, and we have M&Ms. Sometimes, though, with all the roles that we play in growing and maintaining this choir, things can get a little confusing. So I have a phrase that some of you know I like alliteration as a former English teacher. Okay, so here's my alliterative phrase. Confusion can cut communication and clog the connections of our choir.
Nice.
I'll say it one more time. Confusion can cut communication and clog the connections of our choir. So, in addition to the regular board topics you will hear this evening on, with the upcoming reports on membership, grants, finances, community building, and concerts, The board took on the job of researching and updating job descriptions for the three staff positions, David's, Laura Weiss's, and Sabine's. The descriptions outline job responsibilities and the reporting structure, and they will be posted on the website. A notification will go out once they're posted, and I encourage all choir members to read them. Become familiar with who is doing what to reduce redundancies and increase efficiencies. There are always gaps that need to be filled. And the how we go about filling the gaps is just as important as what we do to get a job done. As we move into our summer period of rest and reflection, I ask that we give some thought to how we will re-enter this space on September 3rd. So I will end this monologue with a question. How will we show up and support each other in September and throughout the season? Something to reflect on. And so we will start our reports. And I thought we would start with the concert committee. Sabine, Karen.
Still looking for my
okay. Okay.
I have a copy.
Kim, Peggy, whoever. Come on up. Come on up together.
Okay. So, first of all, congratulations. I was in the audience, my husband was in the audience, two of my friends were in the audience, and we were totally energized by your energy, by your joy, and all of the above, and the music, of course, was great. Past concerts. I think I should start with past concerts that we had last season. Beginning, the season started September 23, and ended, or is going to end right here now, exactly, or maybe a little bit later. So we had 9 performances this season, and 4 of those 9 performances were paid concerts, paid performances with, I'm not sure, let me see, if I can just list them, I have listed them all. It was the Mosaic Harmony concert at the Catholic Church in Washington, D.C. It was the MLK Day celebration at Holy Cross in Springfield. The NVMHI performance at the, Virginia Mental Health Institute. We got a $300 donation from them. And we have performed at MedStar Washington, D.C., the African American Arts Black History Month celebration. That's where we received $1,500. So altogether, I think that, yeah. So those 4 performances, paid concert fees were $4,200. Jim, please correct me if I'm wrong. I'm just talking about the paid fees. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the other 5 concerts were, you probably know that, still remember our World Harmony Week performance at the temple. That was a big thing. It was self-financed. The community concert was here at UUCF on April the 6th. Then the next one was Old Town Hall, the Fairfax Pride, and then, of course, our concert last weekend. So, 9 performances last season.
Unity Walk.
Unity Walk is on there too, I'm sorry. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Unity Walk also. That's correct. Mm-hmm. And what else? That was it for last season. So what we have planned for, or what performances that are upcoming and already booked and confirmed, are the Unity Walk on September 8th. And it's a Sunday. It's a Sunday. I don't have the exact time yet. And I don't know exactly where the location is. They will probably do it again at the mosque in Washington, D.C., but they're not sure. It's not on the website. Yeah.
They send a tentative time, though, of 5:30.
5:30.
Tentative.
Yeah. Okay.
That's usually what
right. That's usually around that time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What else? And we have a confirmed performance on November the 15th, which is the Friday, the day before our Dutta Mama event at the Adult Daycare Center in Arlington. I did a side visit. Jackie Igo, well, used to be a member of Mosaic Family.
Yes.
She put me in contact with them. And it's going to be a performance for their the residents there, for staff members, and for people who will take care of their program, who are in their program, adults, elderly adults who need, you know, some with needs. Let me put it this way. So they expect around 30 to 50 people in the audience. But we still have to do, I mean, he has to do a site visit. He hasn't seen the place yet. And Karen wasn't able that day, but we can do that anytime during the summer, please. That's what has been confirmed already. And other prospective performances are here on my list. I can send you the list if you're interested. I have a few things, a few venues that I need to follow up on. But we will certainly be again at Holy Cross again at MedStar in Washington, D.C. I'm not sure if we're going to do a Harmony Week concert. Didn't have a chance to talk to Laura David about it. And I also received a request from MedStar Montgomery Medical Center in Olney, Maryland. It's not exactly around the corner, it's about 45 minutes from here. But they are interested and they know each other, they know of, from us about
they know
the
MedStar.
From the MedStar Washington, D.C. Hospital. So this is in progress. I don't know yet if they have the budget for it or not. They will get back with me. And then we have hopefully our annual performance at the NVMHI again. They have a new director, a new chaplain, director, and director of chaplaincy, and we were really pleased with our last performance, so I would think they will do it again. And the community concert in April. We haven't talked about this, David, but I think, and we're probably going to do it here. Okay, that is the question that I have for you. So I will work on other concert opportunities during the summer weeks. I have a few ideas what we can do to do a promotional campaign in order to find more opportunities for us. That I would like to discuss with the board at the next meeting.
Great.
That was it. Any questions?
I have a question about what type of opportunities are you looking for? I mean, are you?
I'm looking about I'm doing online research. I'm looking for events that are going on or that are planned, like the Black History Month, MLK, or any other multi, I'm sorry?
Community festivals.
Community festivals, any other multicultural festivals or
Juneteenth.
Juneteenth, we did have a performance there last year.
Last year. Mm-hmm.
But this year they did not have a program plan for Juneteenth. But we did one last year at Metzger Hospital in Washington, D.C., and I'm pretty sure we do it again.
So did you say that the MedStar in Maryland was a referral from D.C.?
It wasn't exactly a referral, but when I spoke with her, with the contact in Albany, Maryland, she said, who are you working with in Washington, D.C.? And then I mentioned Anna Marie DiPaolo, she's our contact in D.C. And she said, oh, yeah, she's on the same committee. So she will talk to her. I told her if you will only hear good things about us. So talk to her, and I'm pretty sure they will be. They're really interested. She just wasn't sure if they have the budget. So, okay. But that's something that can be discussed, right? But I wasn't sure if MOHA is really interested because it's all the way up in Maryland. It's about a 20, 25 minute drive from Silver Spring, from the Beltway.
I thought the interfaith concert at Temple Road of Shalom was terrific. Is there a chance we could do that again?
Probably not at the temple. What do you think, David? Sabine
and I are always really, really concerned, let me just say, the interfaith harmony concert is always incredibly touch and go, primarily because we were trying to do a rotation between D.C., Virginia, Maryland, you know, for host venues, but even more importantly is that not every venue has a living system. I'm just going to say the lady that Sabine could lean on that helped coordinate and made it possible that we could do it so smoothly and wonderfully at Temple Road of Shalom. So the big major question marks are, if we find a Maryland or DC venue for the Interfaith Harmony concert, it's not doable if you don't have the bodies to pull it off. So there's a big question mark as if we'll be doing it in the Faith Harmony. Because hopefully that stuff, we'd already know it by now, and we don't. Mm-hmm. So if the very fact that it's June, and we don't know the where and if we got who's, it's already kind of dropped the hand grenade on.
I have to say, they told me they would just do it every 3 or 4 years because it's
really, you can't do it every year.
It's a lot of work when you have few choirs come together, so
it's not paid to us.
And it's not. No, we don't get paid for it.
Right. Yeah.
And that's
so
that we
that
don't
work.
Have to pay for the venue.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So I just wanted to ask about the interfaith concert. We might not be doing one.
You might want to think about it. Is it Meriden next time? What you're focusing on, or is it DC?
I've just found out who the brand spanking new music director is at Silver Spring United Methodist Church.
Okay.
So the woman who was there that allowed us to do it at Silver Spring United Methodist Church, she retired 2 years ago. So all the known people, they had a new pastor, and that's why it's a huge question mark right now.
I just thought we can start earlier this year.
What do we usually ask for payment now?
If we
have a paid concert, what do we ask people to pay for a paid concert?
For a full concert, which is about an hour, 50 minutes, an hour long, 10 songs, 10 to 12, let's say 8 to 8, depends. let's say 10 songs, about an hour, we ask for $2,000. And we ask $1,500 for 4 to 5 songs, which is the minimum. 4 songs are the minimum. That is something that I was asked, and the contact I have in Maryland, she said, well, we only need two or three songs from you. And I told her, I mean, I'm not really sure that's feasible, because for 2 songs, he probably can go out to Maryland. And she understands that. She understands that. So 4 songs is the minimum, especially if you have to drive far. And that would be $1,500. If we perform for a government organization, which, for example, NBMHA is, then we they can't afford $2,000 or $1,500, and that's always we always discuss that with the board, what they can pay, if we are interested, and if we can do it for the donation that they're able to give. So.
Let me just piggyback on that, because one of the things that Sabine has mentioned and talked about is that when we share with them our fee, we also try to encourage them. I mean, maybe you don't have it in your budget, but you might find underwriters or community collaborators.
Can't hear very well.
They can't hear you.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to, because we've talked about that.
Sometimes they can find, or they do an event together with another organization. They simply, you know, look if they can find somebody who will do it together with them. And that's the case in Arlington. They're trying to find their sister organization, whatever it is, and so that they really have the money for it. And then they might be able to give us a little bit more.
That's on them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was my report.
Thank you.
Okay, I just want to know 2 things about this year's concerts that Sabine just mentioned. In 2018, which was before the pandemic, we had 8 concerts. We had 9 this year. And I think we can even do better than that. We are going in the right direction. One of the things I noticed when I was looking at the concert list is that we only had 1 fundraising concert in 2023, and that wasn't until November. But David's been encouraging us to have a bunch of songs on standby, kind of in our hip pocket. And I think now that we have those, we can kind of hit the ground running. You know, Unity Walks in September, but I don't see anything in October. I'm here mostly to talk about concert planning, and I'll keep it short. I want to first thank the lovely ladies of the concert planning team, Kim, Sabine, Peggy, and Claudia. Because this is a group
of people who likes to talk, and we know each other's company, and so we tend to be off track early on. And so we met in person that first time, but we shifted to Zoom, and I started to put out agendas, sometimes less than 24 hours before, but, you know. And sometimes it's also helpful, especially when you're starting out, to know who's going to talk about what at the meetings and for how long. We didn't need to do that all the time, just early on. We met monthly through April on Zoom, twice in May, and then weekly in June. So I took the meetings up through the April concert and then kind of turned the reins over to Kim. And one of the things that we were considering, and so I'm just going to put this out there for the next concert planning team. Before Amaris generously volunteered to help us with promotions, we were considering getting an intern who was familiar with social media and could help us post on different platforms. So, you know, if Amaris isn't in a position to help next year, I would recommend pursuing that.
I'd recommend reinstating the promotions chair on the board
and
then have the intern help the promotions person.
And
just
that's another good option also.
Hopefully that's in the notes. The survey.
Yeah. I make the distinction between promotions of the choir as a whole, which Sabina does very well, but then there's promotion of the individual events. And I think that's where we could use some help.
Any questions?
Thank you. David North, next season, what you got for us,
no,
sir?
Hi, everybody. First of all, let me, on behalf of Laura and I, thank you all for your amazing. When y'all sang Internet Good News, by the time you finished Internet Good News, I realized and remembered about this whole thing that I tell y'all all the time. When we give ourselves permission to let go and jump in, the spirit has, you know, lots of stuff starts emerging, and you guys started letting go too. And you know I let by then. And then the rest of the concert was just us having fun, and wow, and we're grateful that consequentially the audience was wowed, but we're especially encouraged that they were inspired and uplifted. I've heard so many people talk about, you know, what happened? What was, wow, you know, and that's the kind of, I don't think I remember any song getting that would have been failure to me. I think every song was responded to physically and palpably and emotionally, and that's always been our goal. To not have an audience sitting out there going like, oh, anyway, you guys, you know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, of course.
That's our goal. Our goal has always been to touch. And so thank you all for allowing yourselves, giving yourselves individually permission to be an instrument of uplift. Because that's how it happens. And I know y'all thinking I'm up there doing all the gospel junk aerobics things, but I'm only feeding off of you, guys. I mean, I might start the domino, but then y'all start feeding it back and I really lose it. And So what you're seeing is me reacting to what the energy that you are projecting. And so keep it up. Don't stop. Okay, for next season. The theme for next season's repertoire and for the concert, I just came up with this 2 days ago, is Onward and Upward in Hope. That's the theme. So the repertoire that we're going to be picking for next season is about hope, and about after we've had 30 years, so we're going to move it. So to begin with, I dove into, thank you, Peggy, I dove into the MOHA archives, and especially that section of our website that where Neil had MP3s mm-hmm. of every song of that, of the 2003 mm-hmm. concert, spring concert. I went to those and went and grabbed every song that I could think of that had something to do with hope. So songs like Dem Bones, and songs like Make It, and I Can Make It, remember those Make It songs? Of course, Better. That's one fresh in our minds, because we've done it wrong. But we didn't, other than at gigs, it wasn't in the concert repertoire, so Better. Songs about hope. So you'll stay tuned, because Laura and I are coming up with this list of probably about 12 to 14 songs that then, plus I know for the last couple of seasons we have our, what we call our perennial repertoire, that if we get a gig, you know, Help Me Make Peace and Harmony, and the ones that we always connected, the ones that we'll always use year in and year out, those will get always retaught, because there are hip pocket songs. If we get, hey, we got a concert that we got to do next week, we'll grab one of our hip pocket songs, and we can pull off three or four or five, you know, concert. So it's a lot of gospel. I mean, some cranking stuff. Well, let me just. You got a second? Let me just throw. Do you have that? Did I give you my? I got four.
But we've got some new ones as well, right?
No. Of course. No. That's what. Yeah. It's not. It's not. It's of course. It's not just old songs. Okay. Not at all. We wouldn't do that. We got to keep building the repertoire. Right. We wouldn't just use old. So, but that was a good start.
Right.
To have, you know, why not reuse things that we haven't done in 15 years, and are good. It's a good song. Yes. Oh, that's your very. I actually have, yes, I've written three or four songs, but I haven't done anything with them. Laura has no idea about them. They're sitting on my desk, on my piano at home. But yeah, I've got several songs. Obviously, for many reasons, some of them are undeveloped because I've been such a mess. But yes, thank you for asking. Okay, just let me just run some of the songs. These are Anything's Possible, Be the Answer, Better, Determined to Go On,
yes,
Be
yes.
Still and Know That I Am God, yes, He Shall Feed His Flock, Dem Bones, I Can Make It by Brian Poppin, The Make It by Charles Butler, I'm making a wider choral arrangement of the song that an ensemble did called I Am Hope.
I Am Hope, You Can Find Me.
That's going to get, so that's kind of new because it was only done by an ensemble, but it's going to be the full choir. So that's some songs. And Laura's got several really cool songs that we've done with her.
Do you want me to
Yes, share? Please, come on.
Yeah. So a few of the songs that I, David and I have been talking a lot about the difference in balance.
I'm coming.
We've been talking a lot about the balance of the new with songs that are in the body and the soul of this group, and also about what the world is calling us to do because of this polarity. And how do we use this theme of hope, but also bridge the gap between secular and sacred, and how we, the material that we choose and that is being received by the public that's listening to it. So a few songs we did this year that David was like, oh my gosh, these would be great Moha songs, were songs that he sang with the UCF choir. One was called I Would Be Brave, which she absolutely loved. Another was a really amazing version of How Can I Keep From Singing. It was a more gospel, spiritual tempo. It was really fast and a lot of fun. The songs we're looking for are songs that are similar to the Moha style in that they have repetition, they can be learned through call and response, and they have flexibility, but maybe they're like newer to us, and I think it would be fun to throw a few of those in the mix. So a few of those others that you love were Yonder Come Day, written by Cliff Hardin. Over at one of the other UU churches, Yonder Come Day, Day is a Breaking, Yonder Come Day, Day, Oh My. So lots of songs that are similar in the theme. And then, you know, just a little bit of flirting with maybe some musical theater. Ooh, that in the gospel style has the same message of hope. So
we
never got to sing together either.
So
that's true. Yeah. That is okay. Thank you.
So right now, a lot of things are in the pot, and I've definitely thrown a bunch in there that he also hasn't seen. And the other guy was playing a song that I wrote and arranged choir.
Some she wrote
that was published and sung by the Parkland kids after the Parkland Massacre, and the kids played it at their rally. And so we've been talking about throwing some different things. Okay.
So we've got the summer to prepare our, you know, all the MP3 files sectionally, so that when we start the season, we have everything in place so that we can start learning as we go.
Can you resurface Christian's wonderful Chosen?
Well, we're trying to do this theme. Thank you for the suggestion.
So, I mean, it's interesting when you get into the themes and you can also hear community in some and love at the center in some and centering in some and then social justice in others and then hope in others. And so it isn't going to be just the word hope in every song. We also are trying to create an arc for the material. So it has lots of different access points, again, for the audience, because we want people to walk away feeling inspired. That's the goal.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Membership in that SAG.
Okay. At the end of the 2023 season, the board voted to raise the membership fee for the 2023-24 season by $25 to $150. The fee had not increased for a number of years, and was hoped that this action might help on the income side of the budget for the next year. Scholarships were still available upon request. We began the season with 43 members, 36 singing, and 7 supporting. Efforts to increase membership were discussed at board and SAG meetings. And the 30 for 30 membership project, 30 new members for the 30th season, was initiated. Nikki Harrell made us a thermometer poster to follow our progress, and this progress was discussed in newsletters and at rehearsals. Although several individuals came on their own to rehearsal to experience our choir community, we were not a good fit for them at this time. On the bright side, our members brought in friends, and there were a number of returning members. At this point in our 30th season membership project, we have achieved almost 50% of our goal. And we are ending the season with 62 members, 47 singing, and 15 supporting. This is great work, and next year will be even better. As an incentive to choir members, Nikki offered a $200 gift card to the 2941 restaurant in Falls Church, or the restaurant of the winner's choice, for this person who recruited the most members this season. And I'm happy to say that this friend and longtime member of Mosaic Harmony is Menda Ava. Friends, colleagues, Mohawk alumni, and family members should join rehearsal so they can experience our full community. The membership chair and section leader will help members follow up with the visitor by letting them know how much we enjoy meeting them and singing with them. Please continue to greet visitors at our rehearsals, introduce yourself, and make them feel as welcome as you felt the first time you attended the rehearsal.
Nice.
Thank you. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
I hope you all realize that SAG now stands, as always, stood for a strategic advisory group, but we call ourselves SAG. We had a very busy season. The SAG usually meets, well, as we enlisted Nikki, our enlistment was we only meet four times a year.
And lies.
Lies. So, but we have accomplished a lot this year. I'll quickly go through all the activities that we achieved that we did this year, and we are at the service of the board. We don't make any decisions, we don't vote, we make suggestions and recommendations to the board, and it's up to the board to tell us if those are okay ideas. And also the board assigns us tasks, which was basically membership this year was one of our tasks. So beginning of the year, the season, we arranged for an August meeting with the new board and all the core team members of Mosaic Harmony, including the webmasters, so that we could talk about what our plans were for the season, because we had a lot of big plans, the 30th anniversary, designating communication lines, designating teams, and it was a very successful meeting, and the food was delicious.
What did
you
have to
eat?
What did you have to eat?
We had, it was for everybody.
Tacos.
Yeah, tacos, and Kim really liked it. That was good. We arranged the Getting to Know You event at Antioch with TEMA, which was great, where we really got to know the members of TEMA. A number of us, around 20 of us, attended TEMA's December 2023 TEMA concert in Woodbridge, and that was very warmly received. Jane Cruz and Dick Van Dusen provided grant writing expertise to TEMA, and so that's the second year that they've helped them with that. And the goal is to help the phrase of teach someone to fish, and that's what our goal is. We're trying to make that happen. Heijin, the gym out front, Heijin continues to volunteer with the youth choir, going to their rehearsals and providing a very needed support to altos. As you may recall, because these are youth who are, some of them are trans, they may currently sing bass, but they're moving over to alto, and they don't have any female singers to help them in that. I mean, it's a men's course, gay men's course, so to have someone who can help the altos along, that sort of thing. And they still are looking for volunteers, so if any of the sopranos want to help out, that's a great idea. Nikki Harrell provided exceptionally wonderful leadership workshop for Gen Out student leaders. That's very appreciated. That's the third leadership workshop she's given for them. Jen Out and Tama sang at our spring concert, and we got a lot of our March community concert. We got a lot of positive feedback about the connection that we had with those choir members, particularly when we sang, was it Harmony, at the end, and just all being together and singing and how much we enjoyed each other's company. Laura and Neil Romstead provided photographic and audio recording support to TEMA concerts. So we've been going regularly to support them, and they really appreciate that. I send them photos, Neil sends them recordings. We added gender identity to the who we are description of Mosaic Harmony. This is something new, and it was with board approval. And I want to explain the difference between sexual orientation and gender identity, because they are two separate things. So our who we are
has always said sexual orientation, but we added gender identity now, and TEMA has this, and other organizations has this as well. So according to the National Education Association, sexual orientation is an identity based on whether someone is attracted to people of a sex different than their own, the same sex, or both sexes. So heterosexual, homosexual, bisexual, for example. Gender identity is a person's internal sense of being male, female, or somewhere else along the gender spectrum. Transgender is an umbrella term for people whose gender identity is different from their biological sex or the sex they were assigned at birth. So that's why we have both things in who we are. So we want to thank the board for allowing us to add that. We also, the board members, several board members reached out to us for our opinion on a grant, where we should go for a certain grant, and we did extensive research and reported back on whether we felt this was a viable route to take. So I know that the board appreciated that, and we were very glad to be able to help the board with that. We've started talking with Laura Weiss about our organization and looking at it for the future. How is it set up? How does it compare to other choirs? What works, what doesn't work, that sort of thing. We have been assigned by the board to work on succession planning. As we know, David has told us in June of 2026 is when he's considering retiring. So
considering.
I said that. I know. Thank you. Love you. So that is one of the tasks assigned to SAC. So we are mindful of that, and we'll start looking at that. And then, as Jan mentioned, the 30 for 30 campaign, we took that over, and thanks to Jan and to Nikki, and brought up about 15 new members, which is wonderful. For next year, again, we're looking at succession planning. We're going to plan for continued partnership with TEMA and Jen Out, and we'll be meeting with both of those directors this summer. We're going to continue a discussion looking at additional musical partnerships, depending on what the choir can handle at this point. There's been some talk about the Sufi choir that was at the Sufi choir that was at the February concert, which was we felt would be a great fit. We continue to assess the strategic plan, the overall strategic plan for Mosaic Harmony, and looking at Vision 2025, which is coming up in January. And then we will continue with the board's requests and tasks and anything that they ask us to do. Any questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
We are in need about many hands to do this work and to keep us going. How about grants?
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Sam.
Hi, Sam. First, I want to talk about my official role on the board.
Yes.
Sally, can you talk louder, please?
I was secretary on the board this year. I took over from Teresa, so I had the opportunity to log into attend our Zoom meetings and kind of herd cats because I was trying to listen. Do you know anything about this group? It goes in many different directions. And trying to actually record what people said so that those minutes could be then circulated, edited, and posted on our website. Thank you, Peggy, our webmaster. So, that was mostly an administrative role. In addition, the first year I was on the board, I was an at-large member and I helped with grants. I think it was my second board meeting when there was an overdue report for Arts Fair Facts, and had we not submitted it, we would not be eligible again. So anyway, scrambled with the help of many people in this room, including Sabine and Laura and Kurt as the treasurer, to pull that information together. This past year, we were thinking about three grants. We ended up applying for two. Our Arts Fairfax is the main funder that has supported our choir. Now, it's been about $4,000 to $6,000 a year. So I just want to put that in some context. That's about 5% of our budget, of our income. It's not a lot. We could be doing more. And I think there are some plans to also recruit more volunteers. And I was on a Zoom call with Laura Weiss, and we talked about how to develop more grant funding. Now, enter. Sally retires from her job. Her husband wants to do, and I do. We're going to do a lot of travel. Our son is in Australia. We're going to be out of the country for quite a bit of fall and even next spring. So I've decided I'm not going to continue with grants. However, we have a former board member and member of SAG currently, Ted, is Jane Cruz. Mm-hmm. I almost said Ted Cruz.
Not Ted
Cruz. No, Jane Cruz. I don't think she's related. Anyway, Jane has agreed to step up and take the lead on our grant submissions. And I'm not going anywhere except travel. But I will still be active. I'll still, I'll be there to give her a good handover. And we will also be looking for, and you may be talking about this a little later, about forming committees for, to share the fun.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Not share the load, no, share the fun.
So anyway, that's what I was up to this year. Let me.
One more thing about the grants. Dick Van Dusen filled out the survey, the survey that you have in your hands, that said that he wanted to help with grants too.
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
he did.
And Dick is the first person that I need to thank, because he had all the historical information and all the language, and so I had to update that. But anyway, it's been a good year on the board. It was lots of thanks to many, many people. This meeting, if it's recorded, it's going to help me create the final report for our chair box, because I have to list everything that we did. And
it is being recorded.
When you listen to what people are saying, we had a kick-ass.
All right.
All right.
Thank you, Sally.